ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय गदाधरे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो अङ्गश्यामले छटाभिरहितो मन्दे कृतेन्द्रीवरम् जाग्रोक्ति संविदतं पट्टं नरस्यति वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितोज्ज्वलभुजं ध्यायेन्दं त्वयैवास्मि नयिमामिति विद्यामाचर आज हमारी परिक्रमा श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी और गिरिराज जी की कृपा से संपन्न हुई। कल हमारा नियम जो एक महीने के लिए कार्तिक मास के लिए नियम सेवा उज्ज व्रत समाप्त होगा। परसों और तरसों विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा होगी। आज हम लोगों का सौभाग्य है, वी आर फॉर्चुनेट दैट श्रीपाद भक्ति स्वरूप दामोदर महाराज इज हियर। He is preaching also in whole world, in educated mass, here and there. So, I am requesting him to give some instructions for devotees that they can develop in Krishna consciousness.
Thank you. घर नहीं मिला है।
About
throughout the fine focus of his confidence. And for the first time, I had less confidence this on the synthesis of science and journalism, but there was a kind of indirect way of getting the scientists interested about the concept of God. About this time, and somehow I came to, now the time has come that we can openly discuss with the scientists about God. So, about 30 years ago, if the scientists discuss about God, or if we discuss along with the scientists about God, then people will be thinking about this kind of concept wrong. It's crazy. So that type of idea was there. But you see, after the 9/11, after the tragedy in New York, one good thing happened is that every scientist is interested about what is religion and what is God. So you can see in the bookstores around the world, people in the bookstores, you can see there are other books about the science of God, about the science and the religion, about science and the spirituality, about all these are written by very well-known scientists of the world. So, therefore, when I organized this conference in Rome, I got some reaction from the Peter Van Vatican. The reaction was, you see, there is a form called, there's a university called Anglican. This Anglican University is the premier university under the Pope in the Vatican in Rome, the heart of Rome. So I ended the public program and then we part of this conference. It was actually recently on this is November 11th. Today is November 24th. Sorry, 25th. See, I think it's not working properly. So that's recently. And there was this hall is 1,200 people sitting. It's a very large hall. Yeah, but then Paul actually graduated from this university, of Anglican University. So I have a friend. This is very well is a philosopher, an Italian. So he, I became friends with him, so I invited him to send email to all the priests, all the cardinals and the priests of this area for 2,000 people. And invite him for this, to attend this, this hall. This is a free lecture, it's called public lecture, 1,200 people. And so I invite you 2,000 people of this, the members of this ethnic community. And so it's striking that a lot of the people are very fancy, very strong Christian as a person. So he came to us, what is this particular institute? Then he talked about that this particular institute is connected to this part, in the Hare Krishna movement. So then he started asking questions. Why is Hare Krishna people are coming to the Vatican? Why they are intruding this Vatican community? So then he sent out letters saying that nobody should attend this, this conference, this congress, because we don't like this Hare Krishna people. So this message came to me from this friend, and so this friend was trying to talk to this person who sent this email. So why are we doing this? Why are we supporting these people? But this fellow, he answered a very nice question. Because in you see, the truth can come from any direction or any source. So therefore, so they are discussing about the truth, but I want to objection. What is your question? So I think that also came by a very good signal to the community. And so it was, everyone received that note, and there are about 15 speakers came from the Vatican, obviously, from Vatican University. There are three many universities in Rome. And so out of that, there are 37 speakers from around the world, and among them, 15 speakers are from the Vatican University. So in this way, the conference was very well organized as a house school. It is not much to call. This hall is called Protomonica Hall, a heart of Rome. This is a very historic building, about 2,000-year-old building. It's regarded as something very sacred place. This the conference was held, and it was the management of the mayor. So the mayor gave me free of charge. that I was a very important message from the president of Italy has called me this in his conference. That conference has titled the scientific and spiritual exploration of the study of life. That is a mixture of science and spirituality. That program. So I invited my presence of the Northfield and Maras and the program. The conference was quite good. So the mayor was pretty happy that the end of the conference, he sent a message saying that such type of conference never happened in this Republic at all. There is always used of the Professor Foundation for International Peace Study by the Peace Nobel Laureates. Every year it's held, this year also, they held the program was, that program was made in 12, and my program is out from 12. So that is today's program, he sent this. And so then I come over from 12, 13, 14, to the program. So the mayor sent this message saying that every year we should hold this, this conference in this place, and so he will be very willing to support for many years to come. So this way, the conference starts. Scientific proof of God. I think that's what I was talking. How do you know that from the scientific argument God exists? And that was the kind of the topic. You see, today, among the scientists, it is very often discussed. So, if I'm going to discuss, I'd like to mention just a few words about this and then stop. And there are conceptions. Mostly from physics, called the universe is fine-tuned. This one aspect. Fine-tuned means that there's physical constants, for example, the gravitational constant, like gravitation. What you can discover is a gravitational constant. So that constant is a, you cannot take even a small fraction of this number. So therefore, if you change this number, then this universe will not exist. And the equivalent light, there will be no life forms. There will be no human beings. So therefore, such conception, they call fine tuning. So fine tuning is it. In other words, there must be a supremely intelligent personality to make this thing happen. So, for example, they also argue, as a good example, water molecules. H2O. So two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. So this would be a name to most of you, but I'll just give you an example. The angle between hydrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen. So this angle is exactly 104.5 degrees. So because of this, this is the structure of this water molecule, you see, when the water becomes ice. So the ice floats on water. Generally, when solid is heavier than the liquid. But in the case of a water molecule, the solid is lighter than the liquid. So this is called some kind of fine-tuning. Fine-tuning that it is an intelligent designer so that just in example, unless ice floats on water, then light cannot exist in the formulations. And similarly, there are many other arguments about the existence of God. So these are many of this is a very interesting topic now in religion. We can bring on, and then we can discuss more about the inner misconceptions about the existence of God. So therefore, we have. Many interesting scholars this time from Canada as a professor called Robert Mann. He's a head of the British Department at the University of Waterloo. He was a strong defender of the existence of God. So there are many scientists are coming forward to show that God exists. It's a very interesting development. That's very recently. This happens under this time element, just in the last 4 or 5 years. And so this is so Harvard Charles thinking that What about Prabhupada wanted to see without leaving to happen? So that's the last thing that something like useful about these people. So in this way, there was a tremendous interest. We have many Islam speakers and many from different religious traditions and also scientists together. So this was the program that was held. And then last time, I'd just like to share a bit about Maharaj. This is something like a mundane type of thing. But it can also be devotional use, practical application of I say Krishna consciousness means that there are a few things in Krishna consciousness, at least in the field of teaching that I'm doing. First of all, we have to understand what is life. What is life? So in pure devotional service, unless we know what is life, and what is its meaning, and why we are Christian in this universe, that it will be not very easy to follow in devotional life. And secondly, just like when Vidura was talking to Maitreya, so Maitreya was beginning to give to Vidura about cosmology. So this cosmology and the cosmogony, so this is within that intrinsic life, this is a very fundamental and principle, foundational principles of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in Sadhana Bhakti, one starts Sadhana Bhakti, and the basic prerequisite is, at least today, according to this background, that the what is life, as like even scientists are interested to inquire what is life, and also what is this, why is soul is created. I think this is a very fundamental foundation. So therefore it is useful in the context. To have this knowledge, it is very useful for especially for teaching today in the scientific community today. Without this, it is very difficult to speak to them. And about fortunately I think a very brilliant scientist today are becoming interested in the from this angle, very about the spiritual connection. So I think we have our partner, our Canada's maybe, but now Maharaj's maybe what?
Maybe
Maharaj's So then we can join together again and I just wanted to say about Prabhupada Maharaj. You see, I was remembering Prabhupada Maharaj today, because whenever I come to Vrindavan, any festival in Vrindavan, the Vrindavan festival, our festival remains incomplete without Maharaj.
The festival became a Krishna Bharat without any incomplete.
Why things have been saying to the Dharma Parker? Now the time is right that we should do something for that. Sometimes in the family, sometimes there is a little misunderstanding and discussion because of other factors. I think the time has come that we should do something for that. Things will happen normally. And so that was since I became to know about Maharaj several years ago, that I always thought that Maharaj was, like giving us those guidelines about, especially when our Prabhupada departed. I think the time that Prabhupada Maharaj took care of us in such a wonderful and very loving manner was something that nobody can forget. And, and we didn't really know what to do because the program passed away
For inspiring all devotees and remembering past days of Swamiji and mine. I think always, and I also tell my devotees that we are in one family, in family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda family, and we should always be together and preach the whole mission in whole world. If we are united again, I see that we can preach in whole world as inspiration it was in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They are very They are very qualified, especially Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is very qualified. He has no what that we are Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti or what and they are.
No sectarian mentality.
From beginning I saw him like this. And he always wanted that we should preach together for the same purpose of Srila Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Anyhow, I am praising his presentation that he inspired me of. Gaur Premananda. Now we will begin our class. अब हम लोग अपना क्लास आरंभ करेंगे